This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, welcome. It is a Thursday night, the 27th day of August, 2020. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour of the program, I get a chance to sit here in the, it's not a big comfy seat today. In fact, I'll tell you about that in a second. But anyway, broadcasting across the entire country on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and I always welcome emails, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We're getting emails from all across the entire country. It's really great. California and a lot from Vegas, etc. So if you want to chime in, I'd love to hear from you. Back and forth we'll go. I read every single one, try to respond to every single one as best as I can. If it sounds a little bit different today, I am actually in my home studio, and I am on the floor with my dog, Ozzy, who is freaking out. So it's thundering and lightning here in Connecticut. Pretty bad. I mean, it's a pretty bad thunderstorm, but any kind of thunder at all sends my dog into a fit of panic. It is like something I'd never seen before in my life. He just loses his mind, and the only way I can calm him down is to literally get on the floor and just kind of pet him. So I'm doing that now as we do this. I hope you don't mind. But if you hear a bark or two, that means there was more thunder, and he is continuing to freak out. So that's what we got going on here. Now, tonight, obviously, is the RNC presidential, that's Trump's chance to woo the world again. It's the RNC. It's his acceptance speech tonight. Now, I've been going back and forth with some listeners in Connecticut, some very liberal listeners, and I actually wrote a column about how dull and boring the Democrat National Convention was as compared to this, which is pretty much a home run. They're doing a good job. Very patriotic, very red, white, and blue America, and I expect Trump, as I said earlier today, come out today in a blazing white tuxedo on top of a unicorn as a bunch of helicopters fly in the background as his backdrop as he gives his speech to accept the nomination for President of the United States. And as every day goes by, I'm very, very serious. 2 months ago, I was very skeptical as to whether or not Trump could come through and win this thing. But every day goes by, I honestly think he's got a better chance to get it done. So anyway, that is happening tonight. I'm sure everybody will listen to Wayne. He'll give you some blow-by-blow, play-by-play as far as that goes on. But I want to start this off by talking about sports, Kenosha, chaos, shooting, and this mindset in this country where law and order somehow has been thrown to the wind. I mean, I think the majority of Americans still crave law and order, but there is a huge sect who want chaos, and they're trying to get it any way possible. So the NBA now, dead to me. Major League Baseball, after today, soon to be dead to me. Let's just take a look at the situation for a second. Let's take a look at players who are living in a different stratosphere. And I don't begrudge anybody for making money. If you have the talent and you can, score 35 points a night or hit a 500-foot home run or throw the ball 100 miles an hour, you deserve whatever special gift that those teams want to bestow on you, whether it's a $20 million year contract, 35, 50, whatever it is. If you are the best at what you do, you should get what you get. And I don't even begrudge anybody to speak their mind. They have the platform. They have that ability. They should be able to say and do whatever they want. Now, that being said, I also have the ability to say and do whatever I want, and I have a forum as well. And to me, you're really, really pushing the barriers here by refusing not to play. Again, sports has taken a turn for the worst here in the last 6-7 months. COVID has hurt it. This is going to hurt it. If they continue down this road, it will kill itself. It'll kill itself. It'll be like a suicide, a sports suicide, because the average everyday American who's making, you know, 55,000-60,000 bucks a year, struggling to put food on the table, he doesn't want to hear this nonsense, or she doesn't want to hear this nonsense. And they're lucky to have the gig that they have. They're very talented, but they're very fortunate as well. So here's my point. The Kenosha shooter, Jacob Blake, he got shot 7 times. Okay, let's take a look at that situation. Here's a guy, violent past, wrestled with the police, resisting arrest. Multiple times he was tasered. Multiple times he was tasered. He gets up. Now, the cops probably did about as bad a job at handling this situation as you can. Why they didn't tackle him immediately, I don't know. But if they tackled him and subdued him, then I'm sure folks across the country would have said, well, police brutality, because why did they tackle him? They didn't have to. There was a no-win situation. However, this is a guy with a checkered past. This is a guy with felony arrests. This is a guy who's supposedly not a good guy. And most of the people who get caught up in these situations are not good guys, and they're putting themselves in bad situations and doing bad things while they're in bad situations. If a cop wants you to stop, and if a cop wants you to put your hands behind your back, or a cop wants you, you know, to get on your knees and put your hands behind your back or behind your head, you do it. You comply. That way you don't get shot. That way you're not accused of resisting arrest or potentially, again, trying to assault an officer. And that is what happens in almost every single one of these cases. Almost every one is the person who is being arrested doesn't comply with the police. So now this guy goes around his car. I mean, you probably all seen the video by now. Opens up his car, reaches in for something. Now, yesterday we had the reports that inside on the front seat was a knife. So a cop is following this guy. He opens up his door. We don't know what to expect. He's going to grab for the knife. He gets shot. That's the short story for that. Now, is there more to that picture? I don't know. I don't know all the details. Those are the only details that I know. But it seems like to me, if that's the case, if you've got somebody who is a criminal, somebody who's resisted arrest, somebody who has been violent, somebody who's been tased, somebody who won't comply, somebody who is not listening to anything the cops say, and then they go into a car with a knife right there with 3 kids, that's a guy that I don't think the world should put up on a pedestal and stop professional sports over. I think it's a bad look. If you're talking about, you know, if a good person, a solid person, a family man was unjustly killed and you want to boycott, that makes sense to me. This makes no sense to me. I can't follow this. This is like putting a Charles Manson. I mean, this guy's not Charles Manson. I'm not trying to say that, but just imagine a similar situation with somebody that you really know is bad, black, white, whatever. No one's going to want to put that person up on a pedestal if they're just a terrible human being. Now, if we find out in the end that none of the things that I just said were true, that it's all, you know, internet fed, and, you know, he's a God-loving Christian who just wanted to spend time with his kids, and he was actually reaching in the front seat for a Bible, okay, I'll apologize. I'll say I was wrong. I'm pretty sure that's not going to be the case. So what we have time after time is bad people doing bad things in bad situations, normally off of a crime, and they end up getting shot and killed. More often than not, they're the ones that have originated the violence. Okay, so now you've got NBA players deciding not to play a playoff game. Major League players deciding to file suit. And I said this to everybody this morning on my morning show. I've been in those locker rooms, right? I had a short gig as a professional athlete. These guys can't spell oppression. They don't even know what it means. They don't even know what systematic racism means. They have no idea. Nobody else does, actually, by the way. But in a sense, these guys are getting up there in front of the cameras and saying all these things, and I honestly believe that most of them don't even know what they're talking about. And if in the end they find out that this guy is really a terrible human being, like, can't we wait and make a judgment on this after all the evidence is in? Isn't that what happened in Ferguson? Isn't that what happened when everybody lost their mind and rioted and looted there and we found out? Now, by the way, as far as Mr. Floyd, who caused the entire country to go upside down and caused Minneapolis to burn to the ground, we're now finding out that he was so hopped up on fentanyl that day, he may have died anyway. that may have, that the cop being on his neck may have had nothing to do with him dying. Now, that doesn't mean the cop was right. In fact, I still think that cop should be charged. But I'll tell you, it is incredible to me that that guy also is, you know, on T-shirts and has a golden casket and multiple services. It doesn't make any sense. Chris, you got something for me?
Yeah, I just got this kind of a breaking news thing from Reuters. The NHL has postponed the Stanley Cup playoff games on Thursday and Friday in protest over racial inequality. That's the official statement I just got from Reuters through the NHL. So no Stanley Cup playoffs tonight or tomorrow night. Just there you go.
So in a time when the country was waiting for sports to come back, COVID was ruling the world, and everybody was staying at home, and they were dying for some kind of activity, and the players finally get in their little bubbles, and they're making their millions of dollars, and they go back to play their game, and, you know, they kind of lukewarm response. Even during all of this, even, you know, basketball, baseball, and now hockey, they've decided to turn their back on the casual fan and say, nah, I'm not playing tonight. I'm going to boycott. I'm not really sure what I'm boycotting. I don't really know who I'm boycotting. And I had a conversation today with a motivational speaker, happened to be of color, and we were talking. Guy was a really great guy, and I can't wait to get him back on. Maybe I'll bring him on this show when I'm filling in for Wayne on a full show. But I asked him a direct question. What's the flat-out number of blacks who are killed unarmed blacks who are killed? And there's no answer. Nobody ever gives you that answer because the answer is about 10. And the idea that in a calendar year, if 10, 12, 14 people are killed. Now, one is too many. I give you that. But to turn the world upside down? Now, do we need different, let's say, guidelines for police? I'm all for giving them more training. Absolutely, 100%. Give them more in-the-field combat situation type of training. So things like what happened in Kenosha don't happen. Tackle the guy. Wrestle him to the ground. Throw the handcuffs on. Those are things that have to happen prior to them getting shot. Now, if that's what we're talking about, that's different. But this idea that he was shot because he was black, I'm not buying it. All right, listen, take a break. We'll come back. By the way, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I have a very special guest. If you like mob movies, you're going to love this conversation. And you're going to love the guy I got coming on at the bottom. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall.
TheMAGAMall.com.
The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the C-H-E-MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. TheMAGAMall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. You know what gold and silver have done, the run they've been on since January, and it's going to continue. Everyone I know, the smartest guy I know is Kip Herridge. Right, he's been on the show so many times to tell you that gold and silver are just in the beginnings of a magical period. You want to buy gold and silver, you have to protect your income, you have to protect your assets, you have to protect your retirement. Buy it with Cornerstone Asset Metals. So many of my friends called me in the last 2 weeks, not even fans of the show, friends called me and said, Wayne, where do I buy my gold? And I gave them the name of the CEO at Cornerstone Asset Metals, and they called and said, Wayne Root sent me, and he's a great friend of mine, and a couple of them bought over $100,000 worth of gold and silver. And this is just the beginning of a massive gold and silver bull run. No promises in life, no guarantees, but to me it looks like the greatest ever. And I own a ton of gold and silver, and I always will, because God forbid the dollar goes down to almost zero or zero. I always want to be prepared, and, you know, the dollar could go to zero, dollar could go down 800%, and gold would go up 800%, and you'd hang in there. You'd be okay while the rest of the world is starving. And you could roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k right now into a precious metals IRA, and you could do it for free, no cost. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. For more information or to register or to just do it, call 888-8GOLD now. Do it, 888 888- 8 gold now, or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie Wayne. Alan Root will be here at the top of the hour. Like I said, I got a great, I mean great guest coming up after the bottom of the hour. Like I said, if you like mob movies, you like the whole mafia deal, stick around for that. I'll keep you in
suspense. I'll go home and get you a shine box.
We've got a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. So I just was perusing through some of the news stories, and as expected, I mean, I would be willing to bet pretty much all of my money that this was going to come out before the first debate. So Nancy Pelosi now is urging Joe Biden not to debate Donald Trump. We all knew this was going to happen. It's going to be, I almost think it's more likely that he does not debate Trump than he does debate Trump, because it's a no win for him. He can't win in that setting. So I can see an excuse coming. By the way, I think it would be devastating for him. It's actually going to be devastating for him either way, unless if somehow he pulls off a miracle and is able to withstand 2 hours of questions from what I would think is going to be a lukewarm panel, but also he's going to have to deflect a lot from what Donald Trump does, because Donald Trump is going to be on the attack, I would think, for the most part, the entire night. And I don't think Joe Biden can handle that for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But if he decides not to debate, if he comes up with a lame excuse, like a COVID-related excuse, or, I don't know, something to do with Trump and being unfair, whatever it is, I can only hope that America will see right through that. It would be so weak for a president or a potential president to do that. I mean, God, he's been in his basement the entire time. He's not even giving the rebuttal tonight. Did you know that? He's actually sending Kamala Harris to do that. Normally, the other candidate gives the rebuttal to the incumbent, but not tonight. Kamala Harris is going to do that. So look for that. We'll see what happens and how that actually develops here in the next couple of weeks. But if Biden somehow figures out a way to weasel out, wiggle out of a debate with Trump, man, it's just a bad look for him. One other thing before we run out of time, that 17-year-old shooter who was arrested, he's been charged with a homicide. If you haven't seen that video, whether you're squeamish or not, it's not brutally bloody. There's one sort of ghoulish kind of a scene. But if you haven't seen that video where they're all running after him, I mean, he's got a long gun on his shoulder. Why he brought that, I don't know. He has every right to do it, but I don't know why he did it. Now, they're going to charge him with a number of different crimes, I'm assuming on top of the homicide. But the kid was running for his life. He was literally running for his life. The first guy he shot, he was running away from this one guy, and the guy kept throwing things at him until he got him cornered in between two cars. The guy turned around, shot him. Shot him right in the head. Killed the guy. And then, if you haven't seen the video, he goes to make a phone call, I assume, to the cops. And next thing you know, he's getting chased again. Chased down the middle of the street, and he falls down. And like jackals, like a pack of jackals to a fallen antelope, they just come at him from all different directions, and he comes up firing. Hits one, hits another one. I think he hit one kid in the, or one man in the leg, one guy right straight in the stomach, one guy in the heart, one guy in the elbow. Basically blew the guy's elbow almost off. And I don't know what you expect the guy to do. I told you all this was going to happen. Sooner or later, people are going to punch back. This kid punched back. Now, the whole sort of lead-up to the story, that still remains to be seen. But that's not the end. That's not the last time this is going to happen if the jackals continue to try to circle their prey here and these Antifa guys and gals keep wreaking havoc. All right, I got to take a break. Mafia, after the bottom of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'll go home and get you a shine box.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel blue star work fast, or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All I ask is that these cities that are having difficulty, if they call us, if they request that we send the National Guard, they will be there instantaneously.
President Trump delivering that message while speaking at FEMA headquarters. And as far as President Trump sending the National Guard to Kenosha, Wisconsin, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
Since Wednesday, the entire atmosphere of Kenosha has changed dramatically as far as the people. The crowds last night were small. It was a few hundred people, and they walked peacefully through Kenosha. They did exactly what they wanted to do as far as the protest to make people know their concerns.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris ripped the Trump administration today in Washington, D.C. in a speech, not presidential candidate Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. I am Lee Elsie. What a special guest I have for you next. Grab yourself something to drink, relax, sit down. You're going to like this next conversation. Known to his mobster companions as Donnie Brasco, Joe Pistone infiltrated deep into the Bonanno and Colombo crime families over a six-year period. It led to one of the FBI's most daring coups in history. Helped convict 230 mobsters, essentially demolishing the La Cosa Nostra crime family. He began as a school teacher and later worked as an FBI agent. Joe Pistone is a writer and an author with a brand new book out called Capital White. How is the real life Donnie Brasco?
I'm doing good, Lee. Thank you for having me on. It's a privilege to be on your show.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the question I'm sure everybody asked you. How close to reality was Donnie Brasco?
The book was 100%. The movie was about 85% on the money. And well, if I may, for those of you who've seen the movie or individuals that are going to see it, what was not on the money was I never slapped my wife. I have to get that out right quick.
All right.
You know, we never saw a psychiatrist. And the one scene where the three capos were whacked, got killed, I didn't cut that guy's leg off with a hacksaw. They actually cut him up with a chainsaw.
Wow.
And I didn't have $300,000 stashed anywhere. Other than that, it was pretty much out of money.
How about the cast and who played who? Did they hit the nail on the head with that?
I think they did. I mean, I thought Johnny Depp did a fabulous job. Michael Madsen, James Russo, Bruno Kirby. Anne Heche.
Right.
Played my wife. I think it was. I think they did. And actually, my good friend that I grew up with was the casting director. He turned Lou DiGiamo, who at the time he passed on. God bless his soul. But he was one of the top casting directors in Hollywood. And it, you know how things work. We grew up together, hung out together. And he ends up casting my movie. Yeah.
So I got to ask you, some of my friends, you know, they have a lot of vowels at the end of their names, like me. And, you know, we like to joke around at times with the Claw or Johnny Two-Face or what have you. But one of our favorite scenes is Nicky was a rat because Sonny Black says he was a rat, right? So that is one of our favorite scenes to bust each other's stones with every once in a while. Did that actually happen or was that written in?
That was written in.
Okay.
There was there was a an episode like that in real life, and they you know, for the movies they kind of changed it around a little bit, but okay. There was an episode like that in real life. Yeah.
Did you work at all with Pacino?
I did. I spent time with Al before the movie, going over his character Lefty Ruggiero. Had him listen to tapes of Lefty, of me and Lefty, in conversation. And in fact, I spent time with each one of the actors. Most of the time I spent with Johnny, you know, prior to the shooting, we spent about maybe 2 months together. And then, you know, then I was fortunate enough to be on set every day. So.
Now, do you walk down the street still and sort of look over your shoulder every once in a while? Are you ever nervous? You hear a thud in the night, something like that?
Not really now. I mean, it's a long time, but I've moved like 7 times since then. You know, did a nice cleansing of my background.
Right.
Where I live, if people don't, you know, they don't really know who I am.
Okay.
We've done a pretty good, when I say we, myself, the FBI, done a pretty good job of cleaning things up. I go into New York every now and then, but I mean, I haven't been in recently. I don't know that I want to go into New York now, the state that the city's in.
That's a good point. It's a real good point. Joe Pistone, our guest today, it must have been like a constant, just a struggle nerve-wise. I mean, who's going to find out what and when and then what's going to happen? That must have raced through your mind like 24 hours a day, right?
Well, you know, you think about it, Lee, but, you know, the thing is that these guys got good BS detectors, you know? So you can't show any signs of fear, or you can't show nervousness. You just have to be alert all the time, and watch out in your conversations and how you conduct yourself.
Yeah.
You know, with these guys, the thought that goes through their mind every day, and then the thought that actually went through my mind every day was, well, for them is today I get arrested. Or today did I get whacked, you know?
Right.
And in my mind, it wasn't arrested, but it's today that I get found out and
right.
get whacked.
Right.
Because, you know, if they suspect you of anything, they're going to suspect you as an informant. And they don't have any problem whacking informants right on the spot, so.
Was there ever a day, maybe that's not depicted in that movie, that you had that feeling like, why are we going here? Why is he driving down this alleyway? Why is he sitting in the back today and not in the front? Any of that ever happened?
Yeah, exactly. It did. Now that you mention it, I had introduced it into another FBI undercover operation. I had brought the Bonanno family into that operation, and I don't know if you read the book or not, but I was able to marry up the Bonannos of New York with the Balestrieri family, mafia family out of Milwaukee, and I introduced an undercover agent to both families, and it kind of went south for reasons I can't disclose here, but when it did go south, it didn't make it look too good for me. And so I was told, and at the time, I was out in Milwaukee working that deal. And I was told, come in, fly into New York, make sure you come in at night, and don't tell anybody you're coming in, and go to this bar. You know, get there like at 12 o'clock at night. Now I'm thinking, what the hell, you know, this bar was up on the east side, and very seldom did we frequent with that bar. You know, why am I coming in at that time at night? Why am I going to that bar? Why am I not telling anybody where I'm going?
Right.
And when I walk in, there's two guys that I knew that were shooters, and my mafia partner was there, and you know, I sit down and I figure, well, this is it, you know. But fortunately, I just got it chewing out. I wasn't there to get clipped.
Right. Man.
And then, I don't know if you read the book or not, but there was one other one when the FBI had a boat that was down in Fort Lauderdale. It was an undercover boat.
Right.
And I took the bad guys out on it. What I didn't know that, I don't know if you ever heard of the app scam. You ever heard of the
sure.
undercover op?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they had used that boat, on that undercover operation. And what happened was they weren't going to terminate that operation, but the news media got a hold of the operation, and they wouldn't hold off on the on running the story. So they ran the story about this FBI undercover operation app scam. They had a picture of the boat, and I think it was in Newsweek. And my mafia partner, Ruggiero, Lefty Ruggiero, we were on an airplane, he just happened to pick up the Newsweek, and there's a picture of the boat. And so that was, you know, took a lot of talking to talk my way out of that one, why I was able to get us on a boat that turned out to be a federal boat. But I was able to convince him that, again, it's a long story.
Right.
Yeah, there's several situations like that, but, you know, that's the nature of the beast. What are you going to do?
Amazing.
Nothing is perfect.
He is Donnie Brasco. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with more. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. Final segment, Joe Pistone. He is the original Donnie Brasco joining us for the entire half hour. In the end, when it all fell, like sort of fell into place for you guys and the arrest started to come, what was that turning point? When did you guys, as a team, decide that this is it and we're going to start arresting people? What was it?
Well, what happened to me was that there was friction within the Bonanno crime family, mafia family. The side I was with killed 3 captains, 3 capos that were the opposition that wanted to take over the family. And now we have a shooting war in the family. I was given a contract to kill one of the guys. That 4 guys were supposed to show up. Only 3 showed up. And I was given a contract to kill the 4th guy. And again, you know, there was a shooting war going on. So the FBI, you know, I mean, I was a target just for being with the opposition that killed the other 3 guys. So that was the reason that we ended the operation. And I was due, I don't know how much you know about the mafia, but I was due to get inducted into the Bonanno crime family. I was proposed for membership, and I was going to get inducted in December. The killings happened in May, but I was able to convince the FBI to go to at least July, but they wouldn't go until I got inducted. So it ended July 27th, actually.
Wow!
But because of the shooting war within the family,
how much leeway did the feds give you to break the law? I mean, you have pretty much carte blanche aside from killing somebody?
Well, you don't have carte blanche. I mean, you can't commit acts of violence. But, you know, when you're in a deep cover operation, you're basically on your own. So you know, there's no way you could be in an undercover operation against an organized crime group and you're in deep cover where you're not going to, you know, you're not going to get involved in something. Like I say, there, you know, there are crimes you can't, and you obviously can't get involved in murder.
Right.
But, you know, if it's me or the bad guy, it's going to be the bad guy.
Well, like when you said you know, they whacked the three captains and you were there, right? Did you know that was going to happen?
I wasn't there. I was due to be on the cleanup crew that were going to, you know, that was going to come in and clean up the bodies.
Gotcha.
But at the last minute, I got put on hold. So,
okay.
Here in that situation, what are you going to do? You know, they're going to kill you too.
Yeah. No, you're putting it in a possible spot. So, I mean, what do
you
do?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
What, is that the worst thing you ever saw?
And it's probably the worst. Yeah. You know, I've seen dead bodies before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the most violent thing that you've seen, I mean, that's got to be, if you're stumbling on, that's got to be. Were you around there chopping them up with a chainsaw? Were you there, too? You must have been.
No, you weren't
there. Okay, all right. Joe Pistone, his name. Donnie Brasco, that's who it is. So, listen, we got to talk about some of the things you got going on right now. Capital White, what is this?
Capital White is a novel I wrote with John Land, terrific author. And it's about the opioid problem in the U.S., and what happens is Donnie Brasco comes back to Donnie Brasco novel. He comes back. His mentor in the FBI is found dead in a hotel room. They say it's a heart attack. But what happened was there's two agents that worked for him don't believe that it was a heart attack. So they contact Donnie Brasco to come back and conduct an investigation. Which they can't do. And as it turns out, it's a big opioid ring. And there's high-ranking government officials that are involved in the manufacturing of the drug. And that's basically the context of the book. It's a great story because there's, you know, how serious that drug problem is. And there, you know, there are officials that are involved in that, you know, that we don't know about. One of my other projects is I have a podcast going. It's called Deep Cover, The Real Donnie Brasco. I think, your listeners, you know, if they like true crime and it's all about my undercover endeavors, in my 27 years in the FBI. We got 15 episodes out for the first season. Capital White, I think your listeners will love listening to that.
So we're going to make that into a movie eventually, hopefully?
Hopefully we get a continuation of it, you know, of the Donnie Brasco character in novels.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It really is. Joe Pistone, is the Mafia still viable today in certain parts of the country? Or have you guys pretty much killed?
Well, you know, Lee, there's still a Mafia, and New York is, you know, is the epic center where they have the five families. But it's not the Mafia of us growing up. They don't control. They don't control the country like they once did. Because they don't control the unions anymore like they once did. They don't control interstate commerce like they once did. Right now, are they alive and well? Yeah. But they're just another organized crime group.
Right.
You know, it's, like I say, in our day, they control the whole country.
Yo, I could talk to you for hours, I swear, but I gotta run. I'm out of time. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.